What do you mean, Luch? I just can't understand why you would do something like this. Like, why would you,
it's my wedding,
act that way? I don't understand.
I do whatever I want. It's
you and all these other
wedding.
Grooms, I'm tired of this shit.
No, and I am like everybody else that is a groom. Most likely, they don't want to dance. That's what Belly's yelling at me
right now. Why do grooms not want to dance at their... Why do men not want to dance? What is the deal?
We're off of the previous wedding. We are now on to the fact that maybe 80% of grooms want nothing to do with dancing at their own wedding, and I am in that boat.
Nothing.
I would so much rather DJ my own wedding so I have something to do other than look like an idiot on the dance floor.
Luch is going to be the biggest groomzilla ever.
Well, you know what, Luch? I think you should be able to jump spin your little heart out.
Dude, why does it blow your mind that...
The 350 air kick spin.
Yeah.
Why does it blow your mind that a terrible dancer wouldn't want to be on a dance floor just because it's his own wedding?
Maybe I'm an old school romantic.
I'm not a good dancer.
Maybe I'm an old school romantic. But I think when you find a person that you really connect with and maybe she wants to dance at the wedding, I would spend every damn minute.
That is what all of these grooms do, 100%. But they aren't happy about it.
I'm happy about it.
You're happy because you're 20% who likes to dance.
I love dance. I love dancing.
I love it. We 80% would love to be you 20%. I wish I was you. I wish I felt good on a dance floor. I'm sort of getting there because I'm a DJ now.
You're DJ now, but not only that, you have a really good sense and internal beat
for
music.
Yeah, but I don't know where to put it.
Yeah, you put it in your shoulder, and then it moves to your other shoulder.
No,
and
because
then it moves to your hand.
No, because that was my dance move in college.
And your legs.
My dance move in college was this. I would do this, and I'd say, "Uh oh,
uh
oh, oh no,
it's all getting in.
Uh oh, the arm's going.
Oh,
now
no.
It's all coming. It's all happening.
Just pull the Bernie on a dance
Please,
floor. You're
God,
good.
No,
Potts,
no,
Potts.
if like say you get married, are you dancing at your wedding?
Did you dance at your wedding?
I did dance at my wedding. I ended up doing karaoke at my wedding,
hell
too.
Yeah.
I was drunk as hell. I had a blast. But
yeah.
But I have to be drunk to do it, but then hell yeah, I'll dance.
All right, Brax, if you get married, are you dancing?
Hell yeah.
Look, these guys are going to dance, but they're going to pick and choose the ones they dance to, right? Yeah. They're waiting for
Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen? No, dude, they're waiting for Tuesday's Gone. They're waiting for, like, Tiny Dancer.
The grooms are all waiting for Tiny Dancer? Is that what you're
telling me? They're
waiting
for Tiny Dancer. Yes, they're waiting for a slow song. Dude, I say it on the microphone. It gets people out there. I say all the time when I play a slow song, all right, folks, if you're out there waiting for something easy to dance to, now's your time. Get out here, grab somebody you love, and all you got to do is move and sway. And then the song starts. And boom. And then it gets everybody who wasn't dancing out on the dance floor. And then I hit them with, I got this feeling inside my bones.
Yeah, you
got
to start moving to that. You got to stay on the dance floor.
You can't leave a dance floor to that song. You can't. No. Impossible.
No, you can't.
You'll find out on Sunday, Pop.
So, do you have I can't wait. Do you have, like, a list of one-liners that you just kind of run through? Like, you were saying, like, this is going to make you sway. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want to know what I do? This is probably going to get us a little bit of trouble on YouTube. Not real trouble, but here, I'm going to do something funny for you guys. All right, so this is what I typically do. Belly, I need the song. I'm going to play a song.
Chumbawamba?
Belly, would you dance at your wedding while I pull this up? Why are you so mad about dancers?
For me, every wedding I go to, like, I'm out on the dance floor. I don't know what it is. Like, if the music hits me right, like, I just like Weekend at Bernie's. Like, all of a sudden, I'm just up and I'm moving and I'm dancing and everything's feeling good. And I like
everything's groovy.
Yeah, everything's groovy. I don't know. For me, music is and dancing and everything like that is just kind of like a fun, energizing thing that you can get into.
It's a release.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're, and here's my best advice to anyone who doesn't like dancing, but may actually secretly like dancing, and when they're ever in the room by themselves, they are a dancing fool. Carry that confidence all the way to the dance floor. As long as you're doing something confidently, you're going to crush it. Because even if it's a 360 jump spin and that girl turns right around and walks away from you on the dance floor, you did that confidently enough where you crushed it. Right, Luch?
I mean, you're never going to get laid again, but you did it confidently.
No, you're just not getting laid that night.
Right.
You will get laid again.
This is one of my moves that I lip sync. I'm just going to do from here to the end of the song because I killed it. So I'm muting your guys' mics. Just enjoy. Here we go.
Now wait a minute. I feel so good to me. You know you make me wanna lift my hands.
So that's my first move to get everybody. Now they freak out at this point. Everybody's going nuts. And usually one or two people notices me doing it because I'm lip syncing it. And they go, oh my God, look at the DJ. And then randomly people start looking over. And now at this point, they're getting down and they're getting lower on the dance floor. And at that point I say, oh, you guys better pace yourselves. You've got a long way to go. And they all laugh like that. And then I say, come on, stay down there. You got so much longer to go. All right, listen, folks, if I let you back up, you've got to promise me one thing. When you get back up here, I need you to go absolutely nuts. I need you to dance your butts off to the rest of this song. You guys need to finish strong. It's time. Let's go. Get louder. Get up. Here we go. A little bit louder now. And then they start getting up. And now we're building. And now it's Wedding Crashers, baby. And when we get to this point, here we go. You guys do it. Ready?
Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey. Everybody's jumping up and going nuts. Everybody's going nuts. Hey, can I make a toast? Oh, God. I have so much fun doing this stuff. I really like, and that's why I think I do good at this, is because, like, I am absolutely having a true blast behind the DJ table.
It's really hot in here today.
Do you play that song at every single wedding?
Oh, yeah, but you got to do it, unless they request not to, because some people are like, I had this one guy's like, man, I hear that stupid shout song at every wedding, and I don't want it in mine. And I was like, you got it, dude.
From the social media lounge, Ryan Nelson says that's actually one song I refuse to play at my wedding.
And that exactly. I will ask every bride and groom, give me a don't playlist of something that you might hear at a wedding, but you don't want me to play at yours. Like, I'm not going to be playing Duhast. You know?
Enter the Sandman, you're going to play at every Virginia Tech Hokie wedding.
Oh, I've done it. Certainly
every
done that.
One. You know the wedding party is coming in to Enter the Sandman. Oh, like, man. It's a guarantee. If you have a friend that went to Virginia Tech, Enter the Sandman
is Enter
what
Sandman.
Everyone's coming
it's Enter Sandman. There's no the.
Oh,
it's
you went
Enter
to Virginia
Sandman.
Tech then.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Belly's mad at me because I wouldn't want to be a dancer at my own wedding. I'm getting better at it now. If you're looking how to dance, if you can see me right now, seriously, go to the main screen. Just all you have to do is just.
Hey, if that's how you dance,
so
dance
easy,
on,
dude.
Fool.
Like, you can get away with just that. And then the girl will just basically use you as a stripper pole. That's it. Let her use you. It's the only piece of advice I have.
So you want to get into this catfish story for a quick 5 minutes?
I mean, can you do it in
yes,
five?
I can do it in five. So
Wait a minute. Let's set this up. Belly, everybody, you listened to last Friday's show.
Yes.
You heard this clip.
I just got texted your roommate's a jerk.
I just got texted your roommate's a jerk. This is me talking about how I accidentally called a lady friend fat on accident.
Yep.
Didn't mean to. Obviously didn't even think it. Whatever. You know the story.
Exactly.
But this person texted Belly.
While we were live during the show, she was texting about what we were wearing, like texting about how we looked, texting about all kinds of stuff, questions. She asked about Maddie Potts' tattoos.
Slow down.
If she's a she.
Slow down. If we don't get to the end of this, we'll tease it and we'll finish it Friday.
All right.
I want, because it's a good story. You called this out from the first sentence.
Oh, yeah. First sentence. As soon as a hot girl matches with me, I'm already within question.
Buddy!
no offense to me, but... I mean, if a hot girl matches with me, someone who I think is like a 10, I'm already in heavy doubt.
Well, yeah, you're sus.
You're sus. I told a friend that he called it out from the first sentence. And she was like, how would you know? And what I tried to explain to her is that as a female, you probably aren't, you're used to getting attention from the opposite sex pretty much if you ask for it, right? But as a guy on Bumble or Tinder, let me tell you something. If a hot chick matches with me and then is like really interested in my life and what I have to say and my thoughts and nothing about hers.
And shares multiple interests with me that I just don't. like she reads books and has read all the Game of Thrones books and all that. And I'm like, nah, you're a fat slob.
Something's not right here. This is too good to be true. It doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, it
so
doesn't
you called
happen
it.
Like that. Like, yeah, I mean, most of the conversations. So here's my big indicators. One, no verified pictures on her app, on the app.
You
can verify
care less.
The pictures. Second, she tells me a little bit about where she's from, and then when she gives me a phone number to text, it's a different area code. It's a DC area code instead of a something else. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's all right. What's going on in your background? Is your window open or something?
It's the air conditioning. So the DC, they gave me the DC number. She gave me the DC number. It was
well,
odd
it was
because
weird,
she's from West, like, she's from Western Loudoun.
And he's like, Luch, she wants to talk. That's a catfish red flag right there.
Yeah. Most women will message and then not message for 3 days.
Yeah. But the fact that she was like, are you working? Okay. And you're like, no. And she's like, want to talk. And you're like, want to talk about what? Like, what do you mean? Okay.
Yeah, that was apparently a
phone
call. It
was a weird, weird statement. So basically,
I ended up talking. And then the other thing was, I actually talked to this person on the phone, and it sounded like a girl. But remember how I said it was on delay?
Yeah, he was like, it has to be an app.
It has to be an app because it was. I know audio sounds. Like, I hear it, and you can hear my finishing the message, and then you get 3 seconds where there's nothing coming through, and then you click. It clicks back on.
It's kind of how it like Potts' world with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, you were talking to her on an app? I'm confused.
She called me with a girl's voice, female voice, and was talking to me.
He spoke
but
to
every
her, like,
time she was talking to me, I would say something
like
or
WhatsApp.
Ask a question, and then it would take 3 seconds or so to respond to that.
It was like, whoa. You could tell that she was on WhatsApp or,
yeah,
you know,
but
something.
We had plans all week to meet up on Saturday. On the day of the meetup, disappears off the face of the earth.
Completely gone. And he's been talking to her for a week. She's literally commenting, live texting us on the show.
Yep.
You guys heard it on the show.
So
and
if
so
you
I
are listening
so
today,
weird.
I don't think you're real. But even if you are, I know you're a real person. If you are a real person, I am happy for you. I hope you find what you're looking for, whatever that may be. If you ever want to stop in and say hello to your boy, you know where I work. So have a good day.
See you soon. There it is, folks. Today has been super fun. Thank you for hanging out with us. I feel like this was pretty me heavy today, so we'll do a whole lot more of you guys, I promise, on Friday. That was a lot of wedding stuff, so we'll get that. I had to get that off my chest, man. I hope you guys learned from it, because people go to weddings, and it seems to me that most people don't know how to do it. So, Potts, get us out of here, man. We gotta go.
That's all I got. I hope you guys have a great day, and if you're the chick that ghosted Belly, you can kindly go fuck yourself.
Touchdown!
Thanks,
Potts.
You're the best.
Oh, that's good stuff. There he goes. Matty Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom all the way across the land on the West Coast. Brax, we got to go, dude. Say goodbye.
See you later and find your G-Spot.
Head over to GSpot.com to check out his skateboard brand. It is now in stores all over the land. Belly, we got to go.
Hey, even if you are catfishing us, like and subscribe to our YouTube page at any time. And comment, please, because we love comments. And for anyone who does watch us, we love you. Thank you so much. It's been great, as always, to all those that were in the social media lounge. One Keel Copy, Chong Lee, Joe, Ryan, everybody. Rebecca Randolph, thank you so much for tuning in live again. We love you, and we'll see you again next time.
See you on Friday, folks. For everybody here at TTR Studios, these boys just killed it today. Fantastic job. Fellas, I'll see you guys on Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern. It's Luch Dog in the Morning.
At LITMRadio.com.